Finally, a group of localized business magazines focused on small to mid-sized businesses and mailed free of charge each month to West Des Moines, Waukee, Urbandale, Grimes, and Johnston. Each issue of the Business Journal is packed with useful information, from legal advice, human resources, to tax tips. Information that is topical and relevant. In addition, the Business Journals are a great way to reach business leaders to market your products or services. Learn more at iowabusinessjournal.com. The Business Journal, helping business grow. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. Let's find out what happened today on Wall Street. Well, the markets closed flat today. Flat. Just plain flat, killing off what had started out to be a positive day for the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500. What happened? As we told you earlier, President Trump shut down the Iranian nuclear deal, and that was enough to spook investors. Crude oil recovered some of its losses, but still ended more than 2% lower on the day's trade. Oil had briefly fallen by more than 3%. The financial sector, by the way, was one of only two that traded positive today, climbing 0.5%. Industrials also rose as shares of defense companies jumped. That is called betting on war. In spite of the Trump threat to pull out, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has stated that Iran has a plan to counter any move made by Trump when it comes to the deal. U.S. Treasury yields rose slightly today, while the dollar jumped by about 0.4% against a basket of currencies. Equities closed off their session highs yesterday after Trump tweeted the announcement was coming. In corporate news, sources said that NBC Universal parent Comcast is planning an all-cash bid for most of 21st Century Fox's assets if the U.S. government approves AT&T's purchase of Time Warner. Comcast shares slipped by 5%, while Fox was flat. So the numbers today, everything was kind of, just flat. Dow Jones Industrial Average up fractionally at 24,360. NASDAQ also up fractionally at 7,266. S&P 500 was off fractionally at 2671. When we come back, we're going to start into our second portion of our conversation with Dr. Andy McGuire. Andy is running to seek the nomination of the Democratic Party to run for governor in November. And while we don't do politics here on the Business News Hour, we want to give each one of these gubernatorial candidates the opportunity to share their thoughts on business, the economy, and Iowa. That conversation about policy issues with Dr. Andy McGuire is coming up next.